Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezrat Hashem, BPJ number 157. That's by splitting the joint share number 157. We're in the book 13 Things Mentally Strong Couples Don't Do, and we're up to number 10. And number 10 is that they don't expect the relationship to meet all their needs. This is such an important concept. And all of us, I feel, fall into this. Yours truly as well. Till I learned about it and tried to internalize the concepts here. 39%, according to one survey, says that their spouse expects more emotional support than they can give. Rav Tversky used to say often that marriage is not a hospital. Your spouse is not a therapist. They're, of course, there to help, Ezer Kenegdai, in both ways, but not that they fulfill all your needs. They're not capable of fulfilling all your needs. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could fulfill all your needs. And unrealistically expecting your spouse to fulfill your needs or to solve your problems is very, very not productive and not healthy. So if you have a sense of loneliness, a sense of depression, whatever it may be, and a spouse can't cure that. They can help the matziv, you know, to help, you know, support, but they can't cure that. And unrealistically expecting not to feel lonely, not to feel down, not to feel depressed, not to feel those feelings. You could have the most wonderful husband or wife. It's unrealistic to expect them to fill that void for you. That's a very, very important insight. So in this case, there's a couple where the husband spent a lot of time on his weekends in car shows. He inherited an antique car and enjoyed showing off the car. And the wife didn't want to really go, went when she had to, and she felt lonely at home. And she got tired of him talking about engines all the time. And even when she went with him, he wanted to stick around with them, and she didn't want to go anymore. And she said, you know, my anxiety and depression got worse when I sit at home weekends while he's away at these car shows. The idea is, which we're going to talk about with this couple, but the idea being is, think if whether some of these statements apply to you or not, you know, that I rely on my spouse to feel good about myself. Or I get angry when my spouse isn't meeting my emotional needs. Or I don't tell my spouse what my emotional needs are. Or I think there's a deeper meaning when my spouse doesn't meet my needs, such as that they don't love me. Or that I blame my spouse when I feel lonely. Such an aside, I blame my spouse when I feel lonely. Now, could your spouse be on a better loving behavior, more supportive, and you'll feel less lonely? Yeah, that could be. And there's what to talk about there. But very often, if you look deeply into it, there's an unrealistic expectation. You cannot expect your spouse to heal your loneliness. When I'm upset, I think it's my spouse's job, that it's his or her job to make me feel better. And I expect my spouse to avoid doing things that cause me to feel angry or to cause me to feel sad. And it's his job or her job to make me happy. And again, all of this, you know, you think how your spouse could respond to this. It's a very, very big burden on them. There's a healthy balance. Yes, it's true that there's a healthy balance of meeting each other's needs and allowing each other to fulfill their needs. But you can't cure everything. So in this case, with the car show thing that we talked about, the wife thought that the cure for her loneliness and for her anxiety and for her depression is to ask her husband to give up something he loved doing, and if he stayed home, she'll feel better. But she wasn't thinking how him staying home all the time may have a negative impact on her husband's well-being, holding back something he loves to do. Yes, again, we're going to say everyone has emotional needs, and when we talk about marriage, they need to work towards each other to fulfill their each other's emotional needs as much as possible out of love, out of kindness, out of consideration, but always with a peace, always with a shalom. Now, we had a series of shiurim called His Needs and Her Needs in the Shalom Bayis series, and we talked about it, and we're going to mention it again here. It's recommended to listen to those shiurim, and I could you send me a message. I could send you those shiurim. So the idea is to understand the emotional needs of each other. Do you know what they are? Do you expect your spouse to meet too many of your needs? Do you know what's the most emotional need that's important for your spouse, to provide for your spouse? Do you think your spouse expects you to meet too many of your of their needs? So all of those things can be talked about and worked through. So this is was the idea, where she felt that her husband was only interested in his needs by going to these car shows and didn't care about her at all, which, as you know, it goes through later, it was clearly not the case. So the problem you have these days with these relationships is that where we again get caught in that Hollywood message. It's interesting that this is technically a secular book, and even in the secular book, you know, in Torah view, we always view it this way, but in the secular world, they acknowledge it too, that unfortunately the books, the movies, the TV shows, the social media posts all try to convince you that being with the right person fixes everything. The Hollywood romances show you, you know, that love conquers all, and when you're in a committed relationship, the two of you will somehow come together to meet each other's financial needs, to meet each other's emotional needs, to meet each other's sexual needs, to meet each other's social demands, and whatever self-esteem deficit you have, that they'll provide it, and then you blame your spouse for not being enough for you. So it's very, very important to do that. So in this couple, she, the wife, believed that they should always spend time together, always, and then when he went to his car show, she felt abandoned. Later it was discovered, in this case with this therapy, is that she was triggered by earlier childhood trauma, that basically her dad, her father, was, they were divorced when they were four, and he was supposed to take him on her on weekends, and sometimes he didn't show up, and she stayed by the window waiting for him to come, and his mother said that he's not coming, he's not going to come, and she felt abandoned by her father. This triggered her to feel abandoned by her husband, even though her husband overall was very loving, didn't go away every weekend, did spend time with her, was dependable, was trustworthy, was a person of his word. The wife knew that. The husband, basically the wife said that she acknowledged that if the husband was going to do something, he did it. And she appreciated that. Deep down, she knew that he was not abandoning her when he left for his car show. But she felt that sadness, and she felt that anxiety that caused her to think otherwise. So that, not that he wasn't empathetic, and he was not abandoning her. So the compromise was the middle way over here. In this therapy session, basically, they worked out a compromise that she asked him to stay home with her every other weekend. And the other weekends where he went to the car show, she would go with him or find other things to do if that suited the both of them. So he also had his emotional needs. He didn't go to car shows. It's something he really loved. It was his grandfather's car, 19 car that his whole family loved. It was something that he really enjoyed. And she took the courage, spoke to her husband about it, and she acknowledged that he loved car shows and it was good for you too. And let's just work out each other what we can do. Now, he admitted he's not doing this forever. He's getting a little tired of it even now. And they really worked on it in a most beautiful way. So the idea being that which we're going to talk about in the next year, we're going to have a quick review on the needs that one should fulfill towards each other, which is a brief review of the 10 plus shiurim that we gave over in the Shalom Bayis series about this. But this yesod, and I want to end off this shiur this way, it's a very important thing to please remember and internalize. I fell into this trap as well. This idea that when we feel anxious, when we feel lonely, when we feel abandoned, or we feel neglected, a big part of it, our wives or husbands are not perfect. They don't have to be perfect. They can be loving and they can do the best they can. Very often we will find that we overreact, we get triggered by our spouse's seemingly indifference. If they are cold at a certain point, or they're overwhelmed, or they didn't say something sensitive, okay, we all need to work on things, but we get triggered and think they don't care at all, or they hate us, or they are so insensitive to us, or they don't see my deep pain or the agony I'm going through, and all of those things. In reality, it's not true. And very often, it's just simply unrealistic. It's unrealistic. This is a really balance that you need to sometimes ask a Shiloh about and everything. That while it is healthy for a husband and wife to confide with each other on a lot of things, and to work with each other on a lot of things, and to share with each other a lot of things, but sometimes there's, let's say, a trauma of the past, as an example. If there's a trauma of in the past that is difficult, and by burdening your spouse, it really creates a certain degree of they overwhelm this on their part. So you have to really gauge how much to say, what to say. Some things to carry the burden yourself, some things not. In all a seichelik, a normal way, there always needs to be that line of connection there. But at the same time, there needs to be an understanding that you can never, ever meet all your needs. Only Hashem could fulfill all the voids that you have in your life. And you ask Hashem to fulfill it. And again, this does not take away the responsibility of each spouse trying their best to fulfill each other's needs as best as they could. But at the same time, to have a realistic expectation, and don't blame your wife or your husband that they couldn't heal your loneliness or your anxiety or your downness or your problem. Sometimes people throw tremendous burdens on their spouse, expecting too much from them in your own emotional healing. And that's not a healthy thing to do. You need to get that professional help if you need it. Talk to a Rebbe, talk to a mentor, work on yourself. And yes, it is true, a husband and wife should emotionally support each other as best as they could, as much as they could, but not to have that unrealistic expectation. And when it wasn't meant, and you feel down a certain day, as an example, you feel excessively lonely a certain day, and your wife or husband happened to be very, very busy that day, and they weren't attentive to you that day, don't get triggered or hold back. Take a deep breath. Recognize that there's nothing wrong here. They're good people. They just can't fulfill that need for you right now. And that's okay. And that acceptance will help tremendously and heal a marriage and make the marriage better. And you'll work through things better. And again, like I always say, Yudav et Hashem for Siyata Dishmaya, as you learn these tools and as you learn about all of these aspects. And Mezes Hashem, in the next year, we're going to talk about the needs, your needs, your spouse's needs, that you should work on towards fulfilling each other, but again, with a realistic expectation of knowing you can never fulfill all of them. You just do the best you can within reason, as best as you could, and never feel triggered by your spouse, by the fact that they didn't fulfill all your needs, that you feel lonely or down, and don't blame it on your spouse. Just turn to Hashem and ask for his help and work on your own character as best as you could. Habol Tayyar Messiah Noisai. Brocha Vatzlacha.